the topic that I wanted to deconstruct today is screen recording software. So this is something that I've used ever since 2016, where I've made courses that have failed and digital products and all sorts of crazy things. That it was really good for me to do that because it's paying off now, like the failed iterations, but it sucked during its time. And I've gotten to see the evolution of the software as technology has rapidly increased over the past 7 years. So Loom was a very big screen recording tool, still is. It's one of the top, right? It's something that I used as a fitness coach when I was writing programs for over 70 remote coaching fitness clients. And it was just a way that it could feel a little bit more personal. You would maybe record their workout and you watching and doing the video analysis while the screen was recording and be able to comment on it. Or if you were making videos for a course, I have used Loom to record my screen, or even YouTube videos where I actually, you know, did Descript tutorials, Premiere Pro, whatever. I used Loom to do that. Now, the free version has up to 25 videos and a 5-minute limit that you can store at once. So if this is something that you don't really care about the history of it, it's just you're using it as you go, then that might really just get the job done for you. The thing that I like, you can share the link easily so that somebody can access that video. And some of the features that they're also adding is basically the transcription feature, right? So something that shows on the side, you can comment, you can download the video, all that good stuff. You can speed up the video, which is cool. But Descript is a video editing or podcast and video editing tool, I would say, that's more geared towards beginners and intermediate users. But it's something that I use just to keep my finger on the pulse. Even though I use Premiere Pro for mostly everything, Descript is a wonderful video editing tool that I recommend to a lot of clients I work with just because of the low learning curve that it has relative to Premiere Pro. Now, the feature that is game-changing inside of Descript is there's a bajillion of them, right? It's a podcast editing tool, video editing tool. You can export the transcriptions out. There's that. But the thing that I didn't really use it for a long time was the screen recording tool. So being able to record the same way you would do maybe a Loom video, being able to do that. And then I recently started doing that because I was like, why don't I take advantage of every feature that is in Descript? Because it is more expensive. It's $29 a month versus maybe Loom, I believe, is like $10 a month or something. So if you are in the market for just a screen recording tool, then yes, maybe Loom can do the trick. You can cancel at any time. It's very fine, right? But if you need something a little bit more, and if you're a creator, you're trying to build your own table online, like you are likely in that position where you need something a little bit more that can be a screen recording tool, but can also maybe be a podcast editing tool, a video editing tool, whether it's for short form clips, your own YouTube videos. It can help you transcribe a lot of what you're talking about and saying and use that for tweets, blogs, captions, all that good stuff. So there's unlimited things that you can do with Descript, even though you're paying $20 more, but you do get access to a lot more. So if you find yourself using, I would say, maybe 2 to 3 of those features, or you intend to at some point, I think it's worth using Descript. Here's why. Once you've downloaded Descript, the software, onto your computer, everything's cloud-based, right? So there's no files you need to keep organized on your computer. It's really like everything gets uploaded to the Descript cloud. Now, in your top right, if you're using a MacBook, for example, there's a little, the same way there would be a Loom icon, right? There's a Descript icon. You would tap that icon, and then you can choose camera, or you can choose screen. I keep screen on. And then you can select, okay, your computer audio, you know, where do you want the sound to be coming from? So the same way that there is a Loom icon in the top menu corner, or whatever, of your MacBook, for example, there's going to be a Descript icon. You're going to see the options for you to choose screen, choose the speaker that you want, choose the speaker source that you want, choose the microphone source that you want, and then also choose the speaker source that you want, the microphone source that you want, and also if you want to just display the screen versus also displaying your camera, like using your webcam to keep your face on as well, then you just hit start recording. One of the things I really love is you can choose custom dimensions, right? So I can highlight, since I have a really wide screen, or monitor, I basically highlight just the section of whatever I'm going to be showing and keep it focused on that. Now, once I am done recording, so I do this for one of my coaching clients, Blake, still, where he sends me a lot of Olympic weightlifting footage. And then I basically analyze that workout by workout, video by video. And I can do 2 to 3 days at once where I break down the connective tissue between some of those. And when I write the new week of workouts for him, I can record a quick video and send him a heads up. Hey, here's what to expect. Here's what I was thinking when I was writing this. Now, you might think, okay, this is annoying at first, right? You're like, oh, somebody has to watch through this. So basically, after I'm done recording that video analysis session or whatever I did for my coaching client, I would then hit stop recording. And then all of a sudden, it detects all of the filler words that were used. Like, I know, all that good stuff. And then it will tell you there's 183 filler words detected, and you can actually remove all of them at once. And then at the same time, there is a word gap, word space detector as well. So you can, let's say if there's 3 second pauses that you have, right? When you're just watching the video and while you're doing the analysis, or you're just thinking or something, right? Or you're changing screens or something like that. You can shorten it to 0.8 seconds and everything in that video will, the pace of it will speed up, obviously. Then if you need to make further edits, you can obviously hit create, turn into a project and very quickly edit and create that. But really what's usually good there is I just hit publish and copy link. And you can do that in your, once you're editing as a project, or you can do that in the pop-up screen once you've removed the filler words and maybe shortened the word gaps. So you hit publish and copy link. And all of a sudden, the link that it copies for you, the reason it's amazing is because, one, you can download the video easily if you really wanted to keep it for, let's say, a course you were recording, right? Two, this video is accessible on the left side. And on the right side, there's a large area for the transcription of it. So you can turn on auto scroll. So while I'm talking in the video, the transcriptions are moving. So instead of actually watching the whole video, my client Blake can actually skim through some of it. It can jump to some of the important parts if he's short on time. You can refer back to it without having to watch the whole video. It's just a very convenient experience when you're using it as a tool to communicate with some of your clients. And it's also a great tool if you are looking to create tutorials for YouTube. Like I do that with a lot of what I'm talking about right now. Like I've recorded a Descript tutorial. And a lot of that stuff, I will use Descript itself to record my screen. Now, the third option that a lot of people like to go for as a complete alternative, and this is actually what I started out with back in 2015 or 16, is Camtasia, which is a software you pay all at once, like $200-$300 for, something like that, and then you have lifetime access to it. I don't really like it that much, to be honest. I think they've rebranded over the years. They probably, it's nicer, it's cooler, but I like the access with the subscription-based thing where you can cancel both of these really at any time, and you get access to a lot of features. If you are thinking about deciding between Descript or Loom as a screen recording tool, whether you're trying to build a course, you're trying to use this as a communication tool, my take is if you're going to use something more than the screen recording tool, then definitely go with Descript. If you find yourself just needing the Loom as a screen recording tool and you're like, I don't know, maybe you've got all the other areas covered or you just don't need them, I think that Loom gets the job done, right? But there are certain things, for example, when I click on my client, like when I'm watching a video analysis and I'm like, look, watch how your hips were not going up vertical. They were going a little too horizontal here. Your hips overextended. I can click. And when I click, it makes a little highlighter, so it like circles the area that I clicked. So it's just very easy when you are showing or teaching something versus those types of tools. I will say that these types of tools and features that are being added in Descript, like the transcription feature and being able to read along side by side instead of just watching it, that is something that Loom has access to as well, or will have access to over time. So if you are considering Descript, check out the links in the description below. I've got tutorials. I've got all the good stuff there that you can check out, stuff that will hopefully help you in the process of building your own table. I appreciate you hanging out and spending time today. I hope it was useful, and I will see you next time.